It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The next person now to do a Las Vegas residency is going to be Adele.
You're kidding. I didn't hear that. So Adele is going to do a Las Vegas residency. That's interesting. Well, that's where the money is.
She's going to finally do it once the COVID dies down a little bit. That's when she's going to start doing it. But she's not moving to Vegas. That's the big news.
Wait, so how is she doing a Vegas residency not in Vegas?
Because she's going to live in LA because she's got a kid now.
Right.
So she's not going to move the kid. And she's not going to put the kid in a different school or whatever. She's going to stay in LA. She's going to commute by plane every day.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Look, LA and Vegas aren't that far apart. How long is the plane ride? It's probably a private plane, right?
It's 40 minutes and it's a private plane. But I'm wondering, that's not cheap.
Right.
So how much do you have to make every night to pay for just the flight alone?
Okay, so here's a couple of things. First of all, Adele is worth $190 million. But I don't think she's spending any of her own money. These casinos have, I mean, it's going to be at a casino, obviously. When you do a Vegas residency, it's at a specific casino. Casinos are worth billions of dollars. They already have private planes, so they have their own fleet. They have planes for the high rollers. They have helicopters to bring them in. So I am guessing that it is part of her contract that the casino, a lot of people do this, fly in from LA to Vegas to perform. So it's not so unusual, but the casino has a plane, so they have a way to bring Adele back and forth. Do you know what I mean? So it's not going to be a big deal, I think.
Still a lot of money. And the thing I'm worried about is she had to cancel a bunch of shows over the past couple of years because of her vocal cords.
Right.
She destroys her voice the way she sings. So she's going to do this every night. It's not going to be good.
That's a very good point. Yeah. It's weird. I mean, a lot of these singers who lose their voice, I have had enough vocal coaches in my life and a vocal speech, what are they called? Like vocal therapists, that kind of thing, who have said that it's not really about the type of voice you have or the type of singing. It's about the type of exercises you do prior.
It's how you use it.
The type of prep that you do, the how you strengthen your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is if she's going to be singing every single night, she probably has a vocal coach who is already working with her and she's doing the, you know, all those kinds of exercises, all that stuff, you know.
But she really hasn't been on stage since 2018. I mean, nobody performed anything in 2020. Right. You know, you go from not really singing that much at all to every night. I don't think this is going to turn out good. And you're traveling. I mean, there's a private jet, yeah, but that's still a lot of stress on you and being a mom and getting the kids up and getting the kid ready for whatever and then getting on a plane, then singing and then going back. That's a lot.
And she's not one of those singers who would ever sing to track. Like she'll be singing every single night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every time she's on the Grammys or whatever, she always screws up. She stops, starts again. There's a lot of issues with this.
That's part of her charm, though. That's like you go to an Adele concert because you want her to stop and be like, wait, I've already done that verse, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that verse. Hey, let me start this again. You know, my terrible English accent. But I think that's part of the fun of it. But I think you're right. I think her biggest issue, when you're on tour, you get a couple of nights off. You sing for a few nights, then you're off for a couple of nights. A Vegas residency, you don't get any time off. I mean, it's pretty much
probably
right
six
off.
Nights a week.
Yeah, it's six nights a week and like twice on Saturday. I don't think not living there has anything to do with it. Although, yeah, you're right. Traveling. How far is the flight?
40 minutes.
Okay, so
but
think of it.
It's okay. It's 40 minutes to get to the airport. Then it's 40 minutes to get from the airport to the casino. That's a lot of travel.
So she is going to go by private jet, by the way.
No, she's not taking U.S. Air.
No,
she's
I know,
not on
but
Spirit
I'm just saying,
Airlines.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think probably the private jet is not at LAX. I'm sure it's at a smaller airport that's closer. You know, like here in New York, when people go private, they fly out of Teterboro. They don't fly out of Newark.
Still 45 minutes to get to that airport.
Perhaps.
In LA, it's 45 minutes to get anywhere. So then Vegas, the airport is not in on the strip. The airport's kind of out. So you're adding an hour and a half just in travel time to and from the airport. So that's a lot.
She may have to do what a lot of people do. She may have to
Zoom.
Do a little... No. No, do it like a little...
Hello, everybody.
No, a little storytelling. Let the backup singers sing for a little bit and she comes in and does some stuff. You know, I mean, she's going to have to make it more than just a concert. It's not a Vegas residency. There's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of people dancing behind you. You know, I remember when, who was it? James Brown, right before he died, did a show. I was working at a radio station and James Brown was doing a show at a club that my radio station was promoting. So they were like, do you want a free ticket to see James Brown? I was like, yes, please. He's the godfather of soul. It's James Brown. Of course I want to see him. Well, he was so old. When I got there, he didn't really do anything. He kind of stood on the stage and like, you know, moved his shoulders and just went like, yeah, yeah, you know, a couple times. He didn't do a lot of singing. He had a bunch of people singing with him. And he had tons of backup dancers. They did most of the work. Like, if you really watched it, he looked great. He had his wig on. He was all shiny. He had a suit. And he just sort of, like, moved around a little bit. But they basically did the show around him. He was furniture. He was movable furniture.